Yep, there.
Have you heard of a disease that makes your skin and eyeballs turn yellow?
Yeah, yellow jaundice.
If a person has had to have an appendectomy, you'd say he's probably had an attack of
appendicitis.
Say if somebody eats something that doesn't agree with him and it comes back up, you'd say
vomiting. They used to call it puke.
Does that word, what word would you think it would be the most polite thing to say?
I think vomit. Yeah.
Would you say puke is kind of a crude word?
Yes, but it used to be used the whole lot.
Just as a normal?
Yeah.
Just like vomit.
Right. Word.
Somebody who's like that, you say he's sick where?
His stomach. Sick in his stomach.
When you were growing up, you know, when boys visited their girlfriends and all that, if a boy was seeing a girl pretty regularly and was probably serious about her, you'd say he was doing what?
Well, I'd say he was in love, or he was crazy about her, or he thought a lot of her.
Did you use the word courting?
Yes, courting.
Do you ever hear that nowadays?
Not too much.
Okay. Talking about him, you'd say that he is her
fella.
She would be his
girl.
What if a boy comes home and his little brother sees him and he sees that he's got lipstick on his collar? Mm-hmm. He'd say, you've been
naked, court.
Okay. Say if the boy wanted to marry the girl, but she decided that she didn't want him, what would you say she did to it?
Rejected him.
Okay. At a wedding, you know, the fella who stands up with the groom, what do you call him?
Best man.
And what about the girl or the woman who stands up with the bride?
She's a maid of honor.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Around here, after a couple got married, did you ever hear of people following them home and kind of having a real
serenade?
Right.
Yes, sir.
Tell me what all went on. Did you ever go to one?
Oh, yes, when I was small. Oh, they'd, they'd used to wait a night or two till they got it home and got settled down. Well, they'd holler, they'd carry cowbells, dumbbells, what have you, make a lot of fuss. Then after it all, they'd go in, maybe dance, frolic, all night. Yeah, what do you call them? Serenade.
You ever hear that called a chivalry?
Yeah. Serenade, chivalry.
Same thing.
Yeah.
I guess that's not done anymore?
No, don't do it anymore. And for years and years.
They do that to you when you got married?
No.
Had it gone out by then?
Yeah.
Okay. You mentioned just then that the people might dance and frolic. That word frolic, can you say you're going to have a frolic?
Yeah.
What would that mean?
That'd mean you're going to have a party, get together and dance and put up. Now, ordinarily back then, there's some old people that could play a fiddle and be in the crew. He'd have his fiddle and everything, or his guitar. Yeah, I had a lot of good times in serenade.
You say they're having a
serenade.
A frolic?
Yeah, frolic. Serenade. But they don't